Major support for Jazz Profiles comes from the Lila Wallace Reader's Digest Fund, helping people to make the arts part of their everyday lives. Additional support has been provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, NPR member stations, and NPR.
The lady is so lovely and naturally. The beautiful lady is so lovely and naturally. She got a lovely personality. The beautiful lady is so lovely naturally.
Music was given us to endure this experience and to record it.
You know, people like Abby and Billie Holiday, they are communicators and storytellers, and they use the song to do it.
Every time I'm in the studio with her, I'm amazed because she's always better than last time, you know? She's always better and better. Her voice, her instrument, her technique.
Abby Lincoln will go down in the annals of jazz history as a major contributor.
Some people think of Abby Lincoln, the singer. Some think of Abby Lincoln, the actress. And some think of Abby Lincoln, the songwriter. Actually, she's all of these and more. Poet, painter, philosopher. Now at the height of her powers, she captures and sings life's lessons to the world. I'm Nancy Wilson, and this is Jazz Profiles. On this show, a tribute to one of the most dramatic and individual voices in music, singer-songwriter Abby Lincoln. Since she started singing in the 1950s, she has been shaped by the influences of American popular music, African-American literature and poetry, the great jazz art form, and a sense of living social history. She has left her stamp on the love songs and standards of the jazz repertoire, and she's creating a highly respected and growing body of her own music. As an African art, her life and art are one. And like the griots, the African storytellers who pass on tales from one generation to the next, she is not afraid to tell the stories that run deep. These are the only stories she can tell, the true ones, and the ones that need to be told.
Between Abby and other singers is mainly because she's writing her songs.
Jean-Philippe Allard, Abby's producer at Polygram Jazz, France.
She's writing lyrics, but she's also writing music. She's developing more and more as a composer, which is really important, you know, because it means that she's more independent, more original. She's becoming even more Abby Lincoln.
As a singer, Abby Lincoln leaves her signature on every song she sings. Longtime friend and colleague, trombonist composer, Julian Priester.
When you hear Abby's rendition of a song, it's so unique. It stands on its own. It's a special voice that she has. The ability that she has to draw the audience into the song is quite special. It's a major part of her appeal to audiences all over. It's more than just the notes that you sing. It has to do with the inflection of those notes, and Abby's a master at that.
Even though you're only make-believe and laugh, clown, laugh.
Drummer Max Roach collaborated with Lincoln on his classic work, We Insist, Freedom Now, Sweet. They were also married.
She has always been an artist with integrity. She sings about things that she feels deeply or that she has experienced. And, you know, she never did bite her tongue. So, you know, you feel that coming out of her approach to storytelling and singing as well, or communicating.
Abby Lincoln has always been a storyteller.
I went from one form to another. I went from supper clubs, but I wasn't born in a supper club. I sang in joints before I worked supper clubs. And I always did the best I could to sing a song, honestly, because I come from Billie Holiday. That's what I heard. Billie never improvised anything. She would tell you a story.
Throughout the many turning points of her life, from joints to posh supper clubs, to her social commentary of the 1960s, to the deeply spiritual and philosophical lyrics and music of her 1990s work. She has never been afraid to take chances as a musician. She imagines a turtle's dream.
Maybe one day I'll fly like an eagle, fly like a bird and go.
She philosophizes, throw it away.
Throw it away, throw it away. Give your love, live your life, each and every day. And keep your head wide open, let sunshine through, 'cause you can never lose thing if it belongs to you.
And the love songs have changed. Early ballads from the standard jazz repertoire, lamenting an unrequited love, have blossomed into songs of no particular love, but love with a capital L. Love of the many for one another. A circle of love. Abby Lincoln, accompanied by the Noel Singers.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, a circle of love will carry you through. A circle of love to follow your hand and lead you in peace wherever you stand. Light of the world, a circle of love, boy and girl.
Now, I am interested really in projecting an image of a woman myself, and I'm exploring my own life. I guess I've become more introspective.
The music is the magic of a secret world of a secret world. The music is the magic of a secret world. It's a world that is always within.
The music I heard was from the Victrola that my father got probably from some of the people he worked, because he worked as a handyman. He built the house I was born in Chicago, and he built the house I grew up in Michigan.
Abby Lincoln was born Anna Marie Wooldridge in 1930. She was one of 12 children. Early on, she found the muse that led her to music. Abby called her the playmate.
Well, I found especially when I cry. I found me a sly playmate.
Abby Lincoln, Playmate, from her 1973 album, People in Me.
In the winters, I guess it was really cold because this house in the middle, on 11 and a half acres, there weren't any other buildings around to protect us from the wind and the snow. I don't remember being cold. I remember a chance to sit at the piano that he had for us, too. Mama said there was, at one time, there were two pianos. There was this upright piano in the living room, and I'd go in there and pick out melodies all by myself when I was like 4 and 5 and 6. And I didn't know when I was a little girl that I would have a career and I would learn to be all these things, but I have. But it started there, in the house my father built in the country.
In 1992, Abby recorded two new songs, one about her father and one about her mother.
I found a story of my father first, and I hadn't told my father. He was gone. He was buried and gone, and I had never had a chance to tell him that he was a great man and that I knew it. So I wrote this song. It was a prayer to him, to ask him to please forgive us for not knowing. It was after my mother had passed that I wrote the song for my father.
My father,
oh,
yes,
my
father,
a brave and
skillful man,
and he fed and served his people
with the magic of his hand. My father, yes, my father, his soul was sorely tried, 'cause his image is stolen and his beauty was denied. Sometimes the rivers call and sometimes the shadows fall. That's when he's like a mountain rising, master over all. This story of my father is the one. It's the power and the glory of the life I make and live. My father has a kingdom. My father wears a crown. And he lives within the people in the lives he handed down. My father has a kingdom. My father wears a crown.
Abby Lincoln, Story of My Father, accompanied by the Staple Singers from her 1992 album, Devil's Got Your Tongue. I'm Nancy Wilson, and you're listening to Jazz Profiles, a tribute to singer-songwriter Abby Lincoln. Abby's mother, Evelina Coffey, lived to be 84 and left 84 children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren when she passed.
I have always been an admirer of Evelina Coffey Wooldridge Davis, my mother. She's my greatest heroine, the greatest influence in my life. She never disappointed me. I wrote this song to tell her that I love her. I always did.
Evelina Coffey made the journey here, traveled in her spaceship from some other sphere, landed in St. Louis, Chicago, and L.A., a brilliant, shining mothership from 600 trillion miles away. Evelina Coffey lived, labored here, and her vessels multiplied one for every year. When the number of the ships descending from the one came to number 84, she knew her work was done. Then Evelina Coffee did a spin or two, while a court nightingale sang the whole night through. Then just like the morning, in a blaze of light, she spread her wings of miracles and disappeared from sight. Evelina Coffee, in your shiny ship, sailing through the heavens on another trip, I expect to see you on another day, living in another light and in another way. Oh, Evelina Coffee, in my mind I see you. For as long as there is life, you will always be in my heart forever, lighten up the way. Evelina Coffee, Wooldridge Davis, you are the light of day.
Abby Lincoln, The Legend of Evelina Coffee, recorded in 1992.
So I learned to express myself and to sing, and I'd sing in school on holy days. Eventually, I sang a couple of times in the choir in church, but I never was much good with the choirs. I didn't learn the music in church. I learned how to sing from listening to Billie Holiday and Sarah Vaughan and Dinah Washington.
Another big influence was the great Ella Fitzgerald.
I want a Sunday kind of love.
I was about 17 when I first heard her sing. She came there with Lionel Hampton to the high school. And I sang, that first year, I sang the song I'd heard her sing, A Sunday Kind of Love.
I want a Sunday kind of love.
I love you, we do. She's one of the monuments in the music.
But the Michigan winters were hard. And in 1950, Abby Lincoln left for the West Coast. At 21, she started working in nightclubs and got herself an agent. She spent a year working in Honolulu's thriving R&B clubs under the name of Gabby Lee, and in 1954 returned to California. Lyricist Bob Russell was now managing her new career.
Bob Russell is a great songwriter. He wrote Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me. He's a lyricist, and I know that's where I learned to write a lyric, too. Do nothing till you hear from me. Don't get around much anymore. Crazy, he calls me. He named me Abby Lincoln and brought me my career, really. He was the one who brought me international recognition.
Then Abby moved on to Chicago, where she met a young songwriter named Oscar Brown Jr. He first heard her sing at a local club.
It seems like happiness is just a thing called Joe.
I was taken to a club called the Black Orchid where she was performing. I remember with Larry Storch on the program and O.C. Smith. And it was a very chic place, and Abby was a very chic act.
The glamorous new Abby Lincoln had even been called to do her first film, The Girl Can't Help It, starring Jane Russell.
And I made some waves, but I escaped it because it was about to ruin my life. It was insincere. Bob didn't do this to me. It just happened.
In the film, she wore a dress that Marilyn Monroe had worn. But the direction her career was taking during this period didn't feel like the real thing to Abby. Soon, it was the beginning of the end of this phase of her management.
I said, I think you people are trying to rob me of my individuality. Because I didn't feel anything when I came off the stage. I didn't feel anything while I was on the stage. It was just a drag. He said to me, you don't have any individuality, but you will if you learn to take direction. I didn't know how to laugh then as I do now. But it was the beginning of the end of our relationship, though. It's the reason why I don't have that kind of management anymore. I'm unmanageable. Nobody can tell me what to do with my life. Or my career, either, which is my life.
But if Abby was unhappy with her management, she didn't need a manager to find a place to sing.
There was always some place, a restaurant. There were dives and dumps, but there was a place for me to work.
In 1956, she was making her first album, Abby Lincoln's Affair, a story of a girl in love. It had arrangements by Marty Paich, Jack Montrose, and the great Benny Carter.
This can't be love because I feel so well. No sobs, no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love. I get no dizzy spell. My head is not in the sky. My heart does not stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love because I feel so well, and still I love to look in your eyes.
Abby Lincoln, This Can't Be Love, from her first album, recorded in 1956. The next year, Abby came to New York City, where she worked at the Village Vanguard, at that time, a supper club for aspiring artists.
It was written up in the papers. I didn't know how to be magical then, though. I really didn't. I was doing my best to try and be somebody, but I didn't know really what I was doing yet. But it afforded me a career.
That old black magic has me in its spell.
Nat King Cole and Sammy Davis Jr. and Frank Sinatra, they worked at the Copacabana over on the east side. And I went over to see them a few times. And everybody had a sound that was their own. Nobody imitated anybody. And Ruth Brown, Mama, he treats your daughter mean. You could hear us on, you could hear the music on the radio. Billie Holiday and Frank Sinatra would sometimes sing each other's repertoire. There was a repertoire. Sinatra sang, I bought you violets for your furs.
I bought you violets for your furs. And it was spring for a while.
And I remember Billie Holiday singing, you bought me violets for my furs.
You brought me violets for my furs. And there was April in there, December.
But there was a wide variety in the music, and it was the crown of the country, this beautiful music that came from the people, who all were individual.
Abby was taking material from the standard jazz repertoire and the American Songbook and making it her own. Drummer Max Roach.
She had a way of telling stories. Some singers, the sound of the voice may sometimes take precedence over the actual story that's being told by the song. And at that age, I was impressed because she made me feel something from the story.
Before Lord God made the sea or land, he held all the stars in the palm of his hand.
It was through her association with Max Roach that Abby began to meet the elite of the jazz world.
When I was with Max Roach, when we collaborated, that's when I learned what this music is. He was a great teacher for me. I escaped a more frivolous approach to the stage. I escaped it. And learned to take myself seriously.
Oscar Brown Jr. had also become a part of their circle.
I used to ask singers, anyway, if I could write a song for you, what kind of song would it be? And most of them didn't have a clue, but Abby had a very definite idea. She'd like to write a song about Max. And they were a team. And together, they represented a new day at a time when that was new.
Brown finished the song, Strong Man, in the 45 minutes it took him to get back home after visiting Abby. She recorded it on her 1957 album, That's Him.
She was now, as I say, making the transition into a jazz musician. And I was at that session when Strong Man was done with such musicians as Wynton Kelly and Paul Chambers and Sonny Rollins. And, of course, Max was there.
I'm in love with a strong man. Once you see him, you'll have to agree that any other would just be the wrong man. And it is easy to see why I love life when I'm loving my strong man and letting my strong man love me.
Just ahead, Abby Lincoln records the classic, Freedom Now Suite. I'm Nancy Wilson. It's Jazz Profiles, a tribute to singer-songwriter Abby Lincoln from NPR, National Public Radio. During the late 50s, momentum for the civil rights movement was gathering. Abby, then in her mid-20s, began to embrace a social understanding that was reflected in her work. She wrote lyrics to John Coltrane's Africa, sang the poems of Paul Laurence Dunbar and Langston Hughes set to music, and did original material by Oscar Brown Jr., Max Roach, and, of course, Abby Lincoln. Julian Priester was a member of the group that accompanied Abby on her 1959 album, Abby is Blue.
It was so fresh and so new. We all had to open our eyes. I mean, if they weren't already popping out of our heads, because the things that were going on artistically, Abby was turning over new ground. From the very beginning, Max Roach and I and Tommy Turrentine were involved with composing music and experimenting with odd meters that were not in the usual common time, like 4/4, but they weren't subdivided by 2. Abby's approach to this odd meter, it was so natural that it wasn't odd anymore.
One of these pieces was Long As You're Living. Abby was an important part of the ensemble.
Forgive me if I seem to preach, but there is something that I want to say, a message that I hope will reach people who are throwing life away. I call it my philosophy. That is why I pass it on to you, because it works so well for me and helps me get away from strife. I hope you listen carefully. They say the truth will make you free, and that's the way you want to be, because, brother, this is your life. Long as you're living, always remember, time is for spending, but there's an ending. While you are sleeping, lifetime is creeping. Wake up and taste it, foolish to waste it. Sample and savor all of its flavor, long as you're living. Long as you're living.
I still have a dream.
Yes.
It is a dream.
By the early 1960s, artists like Abbey, Max Roach, Charlie Mingus, and others were fusing jazz with social and personal statements. New musical forms and content were emerging from the social ferment of the times.
The one thing that stands out for me is the honesty and courage that she displayed during this particular period, when a lot of artists just chose to use their art as a means to entertain. Abby used hers as a means to inspire and make people aware of things around them.
I was just following my nose and following my heart and doing what I could to survive and express myself. I was young and kind of fearless.
Lincoln, Roach, Brown, and others performed at benefits and fundraising concerts for the NAACP, CORE, and other organizations.
It was time to say something if you were worth a quarter. And so I was happy to lend my voice to the movement and to say that we're here. And yeah, there were many artists who thought about their ancestors and felt the way Dr. King did. They wanted something more from life than what we had.
Abby Lincoln played a major role in one of the most important works of this time, the classic We Insist, Freedom Now Suite. With its new musical ideas and open-ended structures, the watershed work by Max Roach and Oscar Brown Jr. drew directly on African-American history for its urgency and content.
Whisper, listen, whisper, say we're free.
The work was first presented at NAACP Youth Assemblies and Conventions in Washington and Philadelphia, and at the Village Gate in New York City. It was Abby who first inspired Max Roach to use the voice in his work. In the Freedom Now suite, he presented her with a formidable task.
There's one piece called Triptych, of course, that's just made out of shouts and howls and screams, and to organize that into a piece is challenging.
It was outside my realm of experience. I never screamed before in my life for any reason, and I didn't think it was musical to scream. I did finally learn the technique, and I tore at my throat and everything because I didn't know what I was doing. But when I screamed, it sounded like a woman really in distress, as she was fighting for her life, and it was unsettling.
But now, few were willing to let Max and Abby record their music.
It was Nat Hentoff who came to get Rocha and myself, because Nat knew that we were being treated like dirt because we were social. We weren't invited to record anymore for people who used to ask us to record. So he said, yeah, I want you to do Freedom Now Suite. And we did.
Writer-producer Nat Hentoff at his office at the Village Voice in New York City.
I'd never heard anything quite like that before. I've heard a lot of vocalese, but that section in which she had to express rage without words was almost terrifying. It was so real. That's the essence of her work.
After recording Freedom Now Suite, Nat Hentoff brought Abby into the studio.
And then he asked me to do another album, just myself, straight ahead. Earl Baker was the other writer. He wrote the other lyric. It was Mal Waldron who set it to music straight ahead. He was Billie Holiday's last piano player.
Billie Holiday continued to be a great inspiration to Abby.
Billie Holiday, she recorded Strange Fruit. She's the only singer who sang that song when they were lynching the men in the South. She had the courage to do it.
Southern trees bear a strange fruit, blood on the leaves and blood at the root.
And she was a philosopher. She wrote, God bless the child that's got his own. That's the truth. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. And the people who do not know that they have their own have a hard time in this world. You have to count your blessings and look to your ancestors and remember what you were given.
Straight ahead included the song Retribution by Julian Priester.
Don't want no silver. Contribution, match the contribution, baby. No street that's paved with gold. Don't need no hand to hold. Hand me nothing. Don't want no sad song sung. Just let the retribution match the contribution.
The album also included four originals by Lincoln. One of them was a tune called In the Red.
No account, bank account, can't raise a dime, can't pay the bills I got on time. I wrote this lyric, and Max put it to music. So the album caused some controversy. I was attacked by a critic who called me a professional Negro. It took a while for me to change that perception of myself as far as the industry is concerned.
Straight ahead, the road keeps winding, narrow, wet, and dimly lit, vainly looking for a crossroad where a weary soul can sit.
Abby wrote a letter to the magazine that printed the review, and others did as well.
They got many letters and decided, I guess, for that reason, to have a forum, and we talk about this. And as usual, I told them what was in my heart and on my mind. But I know I have a lot to say about things, and it gets on some people's nerves. And being female, you're not supposed to have so much to say to. People used to say to me, Anna Maria or Abby, you talk too much. Well, what can you do about that?
Some folks talk about my power. Some folks say I'm wild and strong. Others say my style of living makes a man go wrong. I'm a woman hard to handle. If you need to handle things, better run. When I start coming, I got thunder and it rings. 'Cause love.
I'm Nancy Wilson, and this is Jazz Profiles, a tribute to singer-songwriter Abby Lincoln. In the mid-60s, Abby was called upon to make two more films, Nothing But a Man in 1964, and For Love of Ivy with Sidney Poitier in 1968. But by the end of the decade, her marriage to Max Roach ended. As far as her career was concerned, she felt she didn't fit into any mold.
Hey, Lordy Mama.
Hey, Lordy Mama.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Abby went back to California. She filled up her notebooks. She painted. She read. And one day, she had a chance to make her first trip to the continent she had written about in her lyric to John Coltrane's Africa.
There's a land of milk and honey. On the river, they call the Nile.
Miriam Makeba took me there on a vacation. She knew I needed one. God knows I did. I was living in Los Angeles on the ground. And she came to see me. She said to me, I want to bring you with me to Africa. And I started to say, but Miriam, I don't have any money. She said, I pay you a ticket, you know.
While she was there, she wrote an important new song, People in Me.
I am the whole world. I'm the hybrid. Everybody in the world can live in my house and does. I have African ancestors. I have Indian, the ones they call Indian here. And I have Irish ancestors and English ancestors too, because my father's name was Wooldridge. And I'm still myself. I'm an African woman. And the whole world, for the first time in my life, I said, okay, the whole world is mine.
In 1980, she recorded the album Golden Lady in Paris. 4 years later, she recorded Talking to the Sun. Nat Hentoff said at the time,
the sense you get is of a very astute, observing woman, seeing a lot of terrible things going on, wondering how on earth we get into this situation. This is not any kind of overt political statement. It's just part of being alive and seeing. And out of that, somehow, though, making you, after you listen to it, you feel better. Now, that's kind of a paradox. I won't even try to explain, but all first-class music does that.
In 1989, she recorded a two-part tribute to Billie Holiday. And that same year came a call from Jean-Philippe Allard of Polygram Jazz, France.
I called her from Paris, you know, couldn't really speak English, you know, I mean, even worse than now, you know. And I said, I would like to record you, and I would like to do the album you are dreaming of.
Actually, I don't know what would have happened if Jean-Philippe hadn't called, because I hadn't been offered a recording date in America since I recorded Straight Ahead.
Abby's lyric to trombonist composer Melba Liston's tune Rainbow conveys the perfect image for the Abby Lincoln recording renaissance that has taken place since 1990.
Of a sudden, it appeared there's a rainbow out the window. Guess the thunderstorm has cleared. There's a rainbow.
With Polygram Jazz France, Abby has been able to make up for lost time on the recording front. Her notebooks have yielded many new originals. She's been accompanied by such artists as Jackie McLean, Stanley Turrentine, Hank Jones, Clark Terry, and many, many others. She's been joined by strings and by voices like the Staple Singers and the Noel Singers, a children's choir who joined her on a 1992 remake of People in Me.
Some say the world is cold and that it's hard to find a friend. But every time we're down and out, somebody takes us in. Sometimes somebody's wicked, sometimes somebody's true. But there will always be somebody sticking with you.
And me.
Because the people we know are the people who say.
Everything we approach from a rhythmic standpoint, but People in Me even that much more.
Arranger-composer Randy Noel is a former Abby Lincoln accompanist and founder director of the Noel Singers Brooklyn Youth Arts Ensemble, a group of 19 schoolchildren ranging in age from 7 to 17. They've performed and recorded with Abby Lincoln since 1992.
For example, if you listen to that section where she says, I have some French blood in me, and they answer her, Sierra Leone in me. And that rhythm there, I didn't write that rhythm out, but that's the rhythm that we felt to say that line. We took that approach to find the feeling of the rhythm in the song.
I got some Indian in me. I got some Irish in me.
I got some Hawaiian blood.
I got some people in me.
The children learn from working with Abby Lincoln not only about commitment, musical excellence, and professionalism. They also learned about life and values.
There's a lot of hype that the young children are getting now, and they're not getting the substance that they need to really make it through this life. We have to get more of a spiritual orientation. And if you look at the lyrics of her songs, most of them are about a spiritual relationship. These are songs that have something to say. You could sing these songs in a club. You could sing them in a church.
Down Here Below is another Lincoln original from her Grammy-nominated 1994 album, A Turtle's Dream.
Actually, this song evolved from You Made Me Funny, a poem that I performed on You Gotta Pay the Band with Stan Getz, the great Stan Getz.
Yeah.
I heard the bass line the morning of the session. I sketched it for Charlie Hayden. And finally, it emerged as this song. I had a chance to develop that line. The first part of it is a complaint, a lament. The second chorus is a recognition of her blessings and her fortune. She was made just right for everything that is given for her to do. And she knows that her trial is not over, but she's thankful for this one, the playmate, who is with her and who will keep her safe because she has wounds and scars to show how awful it can be here.
And I saw very strong reaction in the audience when she sings this song, you know, people crying, you know, people really react very strongly to this song. You know? For me, this is one of her masterpieces as a composer.
It's a prayer, really, to a God, the one that she knows, my God.
Down here below, the winds of change are blowing through the weary night. I pray my soul will find me shining in the morning light. Down here below, down here below, not so easy just to be. Sometimes I'm really all at sea. You made me when the world was new and skies were. And I am here because there's you. They say I'll never see your face, and we're all banished from your grave. Your hand and scattered all across the land. But I am happy just to know that you will go where I must go.
Randy Noel, Oscar Brown Jr., and Julian Priester.
She's recognized so much of herself and is so comfortable with it.
It's a mature woman looking at life with a great deal of verve and vitality still and wisdom.
Abby's light shines brighter than ever.
You know, when everything is finished in a world, the people go to look for what the artists leave. It's the only thing that we have, really, in this world, is an ability to express ourselves and say, I was here.
Summer's gone and winter's here. We had a lot of rain last year. The news is really very sad. The time is late, the fruit is bad. The morning's come and roosters crow. People have no place to go and disappear just like the sun. The day is done, oh, the world is falling down, hold my hand, it's a lonely sound, hold my hand, we'll follow the sound, live for the day, and look for a place where the children play. World is falling down. Hold my hand. Hold my hand. Hold my hand. Hold my hand. World is falling down. Hold my hand. Hold my hand. Hold my hand. Hold my hand.
Our tribute to singer-songwriter Abby Lincoln was produced by Sally Plaxen, post-production engineer Duke Marcos. Jazz Profiles is produced by Tim Owens, executive producers Mary Beth Kirshner and Murray Horwitz. We'd like to thank Sandra Ratley Lewis, vice president of National Public Radio's cultural programming, and business manager Terry Walker. Thanks too to Jim Luce, Jody Petlin of Verve Records, Maggie McCoy of Polygram Jazz France, and Vincent Pelote and the Institute of Jazz Studies at Rutgers University. For more information about Jazz Profiles, this program, and a listing of future programs in the series, look for NPR's homepage on the World Wide Web at npr.org. That's npr.org. Support for this program comes from a major grant from the Lila Wallace Reader's Digest Fund, helping people to make the arts part of their everyday lives. Additional support comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting's Radio Program Fund, National Public Radio member stations, NPR, and the National Endowment for the Arts. I'm Nancy Wilson, saying jazz is as pure as the life we live. So live it. This is NPR, National Public Radio.